Now, Kalama, you did live so much of this, but this is a very, as I said, comprehensive work. So I was curious, did you surprise yourself with things you discovered writing this book?
I wouldn't say surprise. I was always, I'd get to the point where I knew there was more. There's always more. We did Southern Black Cultural Alliance. We, Tom and I, and some other people. And in looking at that, I knew, for instance, that there was a group in Miami, M Theater, in Miami, Florida. Nobody ever thinks of Miami, Florida in terms of this, but there they were, and they were active and so forth and so on. And so what I knew was important for me to do was try and give, as we say, give everybody their props.
Yep.
You know, give, put the names there. And that's one of the things that I'm most proud about in terms of the magic of juju. They are the names. You have names of people. You have dates and what have you when things were done. And so we can see and trace, and you can go back and look at it. It's a different time period now. So, you know, different times require, you know, different energies and different types of work. But that, I just wanted to chronicle what was happening at that point.
And it's an appreciation in like the classic sense of appreciation. It's sort of an understanding.
Yes.
It's not all roses. I mean, you chronicle why some things did not work out. You know, it's like a full understanding.
Right.
I think is what you're shooting for.
Specifically. And I think also, that was one aspect that I touch on it briefly. I don't go into it in depth, but a lot of people do not appreciate about literary movements. What happens to the children? Who's responsible for the parenting that is absolutely critical in terms of the development of anything? And if you're going to have a movement and there's no generational development, then it's just, it'll be fruit that, as they say, rots on the vine.
And you've been a father figure to a lot of New Orleans writers, I tell you. You know that.
Yeah, well, I would say that if we look at it as a family, you could say father figure. But I've just been passing the torch that was passed on to me, passing it on to someone else. So in the fall, hopefully it'll be out in the fall, but New Orleans Griot, a Tom Dent reader, will be out.
And I'm so looking forward to that, Kalama.
That's a collection, and I think that will get, again, give an appreciation that most people just don't know the history of and don't see when they think of the Black Arts Movement, when they think of literary work, they don't understand the importance of Tom Dent.
Right. He really is an underestimated figure.
Yeah.